Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa. Today on the show, I am pleased to share an interview with Kathy Friedrich. Kathy is one of my favorite people in the fitness industry. I'm proud to say that. I've been doing her workouts for, probably, and you'll hear more about that in the interview, I think 15 years at least. I discovered her on a video fitness forum online, and she's truly one of the most talented people in the industry. I cannot recommend her workouts enough for those folks that have already been working out a while and are looking to take things up a notch. She creates some of the best advanced workouts, I would say intermediate to advanced in the market. She's got streaming options. She's got options for DVD and so on. But just to give you a teeny peek of a little bit more official official words from her bio, Kathy, as I mentioned, is a longtime certified fitness professional. She's an entrepreneur, a gym owner, and a leading innovator in the home exercise video industry with over 30 years of experience. That's amazing, especially when you look her up and see how young and amazing she looks. Very early in her fitness career, Kathy recognized the need to provide simple, flexible, affordable options for folks working out at home. In 1988, she founded Step in Motion Videos, and in 1989, created and released one of the first step aerobics videos on the market. You'll actually hear the story behind that on this interview. I had no idea about that, and it's a pretty cool story. She's got over 300 advanced workout videos in her portfolio, and I can, again, attest as somebody that's done tons of them. They are tough. They are all unique. You can mix and match. They are amazing. Clearly, I'm a biased fan, but I'm just putting that out there. Kathy's dedication to her craft and the fitness industry also led to her induction into the Fitness Hall of Fame in 2011. I'm really excited for you to hear this interview with Kathy. I know a lot of people know her. She's got a fan base. They call themselves Cathletes as opposed to athletes, right? But again, for those of you maybe that have already started your fitness journey or ready to take things up a notch, she is somebody that you want to know about, that you want to be tuning into as far as what she puts out there for training. And again, it's not just one area. She does everything from yoga to cardio to HIIT training to intervals to circuits to isolation training. Training, gym style workouts, you name it, she's got it. She's intense. Please enjoy this interview with Kathy Friedrich. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and I'm here with one of the women in fitness that I look up to more than probably anybody on the planet. She's amazing. I raved about her in the interview. I embarrassed myself when I met her for the first time in person because she's so awesome. Welcome to the show, Kathy Friedrich.
Thank you so much, Kelly. It's great to be here.
I'm so, so excited for people that have yet to hear about you and know what you're about to learn about you in this interview and to find out about your awesome workouts, which I will say before today, I just did Butts and Guts again, and I'm going to be feeling it tomorrow. It's one of my all-time favorites. And ladies, you want to work those glutes? I'm just saying, Kathy knows how to do it, among other things. So let's dive right in. For those people that are, and I think there are, I think there's going to be a lot of people listening to the show that, believe it or not, have not yet heard of you, Kathy, even though you are a legend in the fitness industry. And I know you've been at it forever, and yet you're ageless and you keep looking better each year. That's a testament to fitness, health, and wellness. But for our listeners, I always like to ask this of guests. Tell us how you personally got interested in a fit and healthy lifestyle, and when was that?
Well, it was actually when I was 16. Like, I was active my entire life. It was, you know, I went from gymnastics to track and different activities growing up. But all of a sudden, one day, and I'm probably giving up my age here when I say the word Elaine Powers, but I don't know if anyone remembers that. It was a fitness salon way back when. And it was my friend invited me to go along with her mother. I never heard of it, didn't know what really what to expect. Got there, and it was just, you just took fitness classes. And as soon as I took this class, I was so hooked. I had this like excitement build in my body. And I said, oh my God, I have to do this. I want to do this. This was meant to be my life, you know? And it was really that impacting. And I didn't want to go home. And of course, they finished the workout. They're ready to leave. Most people are after a workout. And I was just like inquiring at the front desk, wanting to know what I could do, how I could get started. And at the time, they told me I was a little young. I had to wait a little bit. So as soon as my birthday came up and I was of age, I was right there knocking at their door. And Elaine Powers Fitness Salon at that time was like, you would learn routines and then get up and teach them. It wasn't, you know, you putting it together yourself. You kind of memorized a format. So I went gangbusters with that. And then at that point, after teaching that through high school, I moved on to college and looked for, I said, I want this to be my life. I just can't stop just teaching just because I'm in college. So I walked around and tried to find a place that taught fitness classes. And I was so excited to find one. And, you know, at the time, the woman who was, I applied, but they didn't have any openings. And then the woman who was there, she ended up getting sick, which was unfortunate, but it was my stepping stone because I dove right in and I took her place. And the owner was like coming up to me, who is now my business partner, but ironically, but he came up to me and he was like, okay, here, what is your name, give me all your information, you have to teach here. And I was so excited. And the rest is kind of history.
That's, and by the way, Kathy, is that the gentleman that I met when I first met you?
Yes, it is. Chris Williams.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I'm geeking out again at that. And for audience, just forgive me because, again, I think Kathy's just amazing. So I'm just like a nerdy, gushing fan of Kathy Friedrich. I'm just going to put that out there and say it a million times. But you'll understand because I guarantee you, every single person that's listening to this, if you catch just 1% of my excitement and you go to YouTube, you take a preview, and she's been brilliant at leaving not just those 1 minute teasers of her videos. She has like 10 minutes. You watch it and go, OMG. And you will sign up and you will write me and say, Kelly, Alexa, thank you for changing my life with Kathy Friedrich. I'm just putting that out there. So I'm going to just stop gushing and get to the next question. So that's really cool that you got started at a young age. It's funny because I didn't get even remotely interested in fitness until after I started gaining weight out of my first job in college because I ate too many muffins in the cafeteria. But that's a whole other podcast episode. Mm-hmm. But when did you transition then? I mean, I guess it probably was when you may have answered the question when you connected with Chris. Is that when you immediately said, I love this for myself personally. I want to do this and help others and create your business. Is that when your business got started?
Honestly, when I was still into group fitness and teaching early on, I just had a love for music and choreography, and that's what drew me in mostly. At that point, I didn't realize how impacting it is to change people's lives. It was more a love that I had of myself where I was like, wow, I always enjoyed dancing, music, choreographing. So it allowed me to put, you know, music behind movement and create these fun workouts. And then from that, people doing the workouts were starting to tell me, wow, I lost this, I lost that. So it kind of culminated into realizing it's just as enjoyable to create the routines as it is to change people's lives. And this whole like community built from that. So, you know, that's pretty much where it went into. But right after college, I needed to continue with something, and I did get my degree in communications, but the field was saturated at the time, and I kept looking for places, knowing my heart was still in fitness. And back at that time, it's pretty much you could be a gym teacher or athletic trainer, but it wasn't like you could just be a fitness enthusiast and make that a lucrative career. So it was sort of something I thought was always going to kind of be part-time, and I just knew that this was something I just was like, gosh, I have to do something. I have to make a difference. So I came home from college, moved back with my parents till I started going into New York, other places trying to find a communications job. And then all of a sudden I ran into a friend who said he taught fitness in Carnegie Hall studio, which actually Carnegie Hall is Carnegie Hall, but upstairs there was a studio at the very top floor for those people who were ever performing in Carnegie Hall could go upstairs and keep fit. So I was like, oh, I want to teach there. That sounds really cool. So I went up there and I started bringing, at that time, I had just freshly gotten certified as a fitness instructor in 1984 to 86 in that realm of time. And I kind of had like, I got certified in California. So the owner there was saying, oh, you and your California style stuff, you know, that's not how we do it here. And he was just always picking on me. And I was trying to, you know, keep my job, so to say. And I was like, okay, I have to conform to what he wants, but I also have to be me, you know? So I made myself just completely do a combination of both things. And before you know it, when he wasn't there, because he'd observed my classes in the beginning, but then he started leaving early and I started just doing my thing. People started like letting him know, we really, really like her classes. So he started coming back and, you know, it's basically how it came to be. And so I said, okay, I'm onto something. I'm really feeling good about this. And I really want to see if I can make a living doing this. I knew a friend in the production business, but again, fitness at that time wasn't even DVDs, it were VHS tapes. There were far and few in between if you weren't Jane Fonda or a celebrity. So I was like, how am I going to make an impact here? So I had some friends in the business that said, you just kind of have to create something unique. It doesn't have to be something totally new. You could take something old and make it new. Well, at the time, Reebok was just launching this concept of step aerobics. And I, from working in Carnegie Hall, had been working on these long high benches. So I was familiar with it, but not in the realm of what Reebok was kind of showing instructors. So I said, well, this could be where I take my concept and put my new spin on something that is out there. But at the time, everybody was still learning step aerobics. So mine was sort of like, wow, this is just another version of step aerobics, I guess. So I called my friend in, had him come up to Carnegie Hall and said, you know, just come take my class, don't say a word, and then we'll talk after class. So we went out to lunch. He's like, oh my God, I think this is going to be a huge hit. So I made a DVD or VHS tape at the time back with him. I went and filmed it, and we went to the biggest fitness convention that, you know, IDEA has. It was a big international fitness convention, and we played it on the TV in the expo hall, and this crowd started forming. Everyone's coming around going, because this was at the time where they were just introducing steps. So many people didn't even have any kind of VHS tape or any, it was just like learning it. So you'd go take a workshop, but you didn't actually have a VHS tape in your hand to take home and have it as a study tool. So everyone's coming around, even the Reebok reps were coming around and going, who is this girl? Where did this come from? And it just was like, we sold out. We only brought, at that time, we thought we were bringing a lot, 1,000 of them, and they just sold out in minutes. There was line, we had to take orders and, you know, go home and have more produced, but it was just crazy. So that's kind of what put me on the map and got the attention in the fitness industry. And then, you know, the rest, I guess, is history as far as building the whole filming career and et cetera.
That is the coolest story ever. I actually didn't know that, but I also, for those folks that are listening, you know, I mentioned that I didn't start fitness until after, you know, I mean, I think I flirted with it. I'd be like, yeah, I'm totally into working out. I'd work out for like 5 minutes and then I'd go out to the pool. I was living in Pensacola, but I wanted, at least I had the intention, but I do remember Step Reebok. I remember getting my first step. I do remember, and of course this was all on VHS tape. There are going to be millennials that are listening to this like, what's that? Right. Yeah, that's back when we had like tapes. We would play tapes in our car. So there was just like a whole different world. We didn't have smartphones. I could go on and on and on. Right. But I had no idea about that story. And that's pretty cool. And just as a side note, you know, we have a lot of our audiences, both on the fitness side and those that are new listening to us on iTunes and Stitcher, that are very entrepreneurial minded. So I want to encourage everybody and yeah, especially on the female side to listen to Kathy's story and take out of it that, you know, she went to college for one reason, you know, communications. She's mm-hmm. looking for a job, but she followed her gut. She followed her heart. And, you know, however many years later, she is again a legend. Absolutely. I mean, I could design poetry around Kathy Friedrich. I could make a cake with her face on it. I'm like, she's so amazing. Every time, like I literally, okay, I'm going to geek moment here. When her new workouts come out, I sit at home, like on a Friday night, the nerd alert is about to go out. And I'll be like, oh, Kathy has a new series out. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to get my bulletproof coffee, decaf, and I'm going to watch her new videos because they're that good. And I'm that excited when she comes out with new workouts. So you'll be the same way, but just know she followed her passion. That's a really cool story.
Right. And just as a quick side note, I know that like many times we're influenced by what our parents are always telling us to do and what they, sometimes you have parents that are trying to influence you on, oh, try this, try that. There's no money in this. Well, really, it was a big obstacle for me to overcome because my parents were, as you can imagine, fitness. They're like, we didn't send you to college to do jumping jacks, you know? And then it was just one of those things where they were just getting frustrated. And finally, I was just so happy that they were like, all right, go do your thing. And that's when everything just kind of fell into place. Well, of course, now looking back, they're like, okay, it's cool.
That's like the best quote ever. We didn't send you to college to do jumping jacks.
Right.
I remember when I, you know, part of the segue of my career moving into founding this company, which was so unexpected. You know, I call myself the most reluctant entrepreneur, but it was when I had a regular corporate job and then the market crashed in 2008 and the company I was working for went bankrupt. And I remember I was unemployed for 13 months. And that's when I started getting on Twitter and just, I felt this pull towards social media and I'm like, no, I need to do this. If I'm not going to get a full-time job, this is where I need to spend my time. And I remember my dad's like, I don't know what you're doing all day on that Twitter thing, but you know, like this is, you know, he used a certain few words. He's like, this is ridiculous. Go get a job. Right. And now, you know, I hope to get him on the show because he's like, Kelly, I'm so proud of you. And so, you know, to everybody out there, listen to Kathy, listen to me. If you've got a dream and a passion, follow it, right? Would you say the same thing?
100% follow it. Yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, I've given people an intro. And again, there's people that will be listening to this podcast, you know, in the car, you know, while they're out on a run, whatever. So they may not, I can't even speak. They may not be able to, you know, click on through to YouTube right now. So they're getting an idea that you're in the fitness industry and that you have workouts. But, you know, give us a brief overview. So for folks that are listening, of what your business is. I mean, you know, I can say it my way, but I will just gush and be nerdy. So you tell it your way to somebody who's never met you. What do you offer for your fitness fans?
Well, the way it kind of got started, because, you know, you just start out making a fitness workout and it's like, well, where is that going to get you? How can you make a business out of this? So it was one of those things where I took that moment where I really had a popular workout and I thought, I really need to get this out there. So I tried to go to stores and, you know, I was not a celebrity. Back at the time, it was like if you weren't, you know, Share or doing a workout for Share or something, no company wanted to market you in the store because you were unrecognizable and they just didn't think that you would have the draw to move the product off the shelf. So right around the same time, it seemed like websites were getting popular and I always marketed through for our own advertising. We never did paid advertising. We just did word of mouth, social media platforms now, of course, but back then it was like more website. And I just remember, you know, getting the first Kathy.com. We kind of had like one of the biggest websites out there for fitness because a lot of people didn't even have it. So I had a jump start on that. But really, I was trying to figure out how to get myself out there. And we got a phone call one day at the gym of this lady saying, you know, I bought your workout and I'm wondering if you're doing more. There's this community of women on this website. Back then it was called Video Fitness. And it actually still does exist, Video Fitness. And they said, we're all talking about your workouts and we're wondering where we can get more and if you're going to make more. And I thought, where did you see this? So she said, if you just just look yourself up. So I'm trying to go fitness. I'm trying to find all these Google searches, you know, and all of a sudden it was like, all right, let me just put my name in. And I did. And all this information popped up and I was like, wow, this is great. So we formed a website right then and there. And, you know, with no advertising whatsoever, we made over $600 on day one. And we're like, okay, this is the ticket. This is how we bypass the stores. We get ourselves out there. And so that's really how the company came to grow, and having that advantage of being the first before other instructors could get out there, we had a nice lead, and we've built from that time. We have a very strong forum presence on our forums, and it's probably one of the biggest communities out there. We also have we do Cathlete road trips. So, you know, we have on-demand streaming is now the big thing. So in addition to our forums and website, we make sure that we have that channel. We're getting fitness apps out now, you know, obviously conforming to the time to make everything more accessible to everyone in today's world as well. But so it's kind of a neat way to watch how it started from old school into forming a company and now, you know, thriving as a company. So it's a neat, it's very neat.
And I, now that you said that, I'm realizing that that is how I found out about you through that. I think it was video fitness. And, you know, for everybody that's listening, like this is, even before I knew it, this was the embryonic phases of Fitfluential being born in my mind. Because back then, yeah, and I did, I bought Share Fitness too, like on VHS.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I want those squishy, remember the big squishy socks and Reebok shoes? Like I was obsessed with them. And so I went on video fitness. I think that's frankly how I discovered you. And so for everybody listening, I don't even know what year that was. That was probably late 90s. Are we thinking, or am I, it was it even later?
I think it might be a little later. Yeah. I'm trying to think. And then there was that whole phase with, Fit. Remember Discovery Health had the Fit TV channel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we landed that. We were on 7 years. So then I started hearing, instead of through website, I'd start hearing people say, I found out about you through Fit TV. And I was on there with some other fitness people and had a show called Cardio Blast that ended up being one of their top billing shows. So for 7 years, they put it on like 12 hours a day. They had a marathon of it one day. And so that really anchored me on the map visually and kind of, you know, made Kathy a brand name at that point. But since then, that channel's gone defunct. And so now we have streaming anyway. So we're going to obviously work on building Kathy on demand. And we have the Kathy Live that we do weekly. So at this point, we have the biggest privately owned, you know, video library. So we have over 300 workouts. Plus we have with Kathy Live, we film a new one, a brand new workout. I never repeat it. And it's always a fresh new workout. And that's once a week. So there's over 123 of those already. So we have quite a library to choose from. And so the business is really doing well. We have like over 100,000 unique visitors every week, you know, visiting every month. So we know we're constantly getting new blood in. And it's exciting. It's just really exciting because it's like you're kind of, every day is a new adventure. You walk in and it's really up to Chris and myself to generate what we want to generate and put out there. And, you know, we get feedback from when we do the road trips. It's like our thank you to our followers for, we call them Cathletes. And it's a really neat concept. Basically, one day I was wearing a shirt that said athlete on it. And she only saw it from one of the people visiting on our road trip, only saw it from one angle. And so she thought that there was a C in front of the C-A-T-H for the athlete part. And she said, oh, I thought it said Cathlete. And it basically said, well, in essence, if you're an athlete and you do Cathy workouts, you're now a Cathlete. So
awesome.
It kind of, yeah, just kind of stuck. So now on our road trips, we kind of refer to everyone as Cathletes. And so it's a community. It's more than just a workout. It's a whole community. We build our forums and our social platforms on, you know, camaraderie, on accountability. We all work together. I have a famous thing that I say to them all the time. We're in this together. Nobody leaves anybody hanging. You know, you can have a bad day and come on and get your spirits lifted. We always keep a very positive, encouraging environment. It's just wonderful.
You should be, I know you are, but you should just be so proud. I mean, you've created an empire and you've changed so many lives. I've been there. I've been a member of your community. I've been in the forums. I've made friends in there. I've gotten advice. And I still remember when I posted my first question in your forum and you answered me and I was like, oh, shut up. She answered me. I mean, I was like, and it was about, I still remember what the question was. I was like, when you're doing bench presses on a bench, you know, am I arching my back? And you wrote and you were so thorough and you answered. I'm like, oh my God, my whole life has changed because Kathy Friedrich just responded to me. And I'm not lying with people. Like I probably wrote that on my blog, but I'm getting off track again. So let me also give you two, because Kathy's very modest. So her workouts, she told you how many workouts she has. But again, you know, you're after the show, we'll link all this up on fitfluentialradio.com. But if you're listening, you spell Kathy's name also, C-A-T-H-E. So it's C-A-T-H-E.com. You can look up Kathy on YouTube and you'll be able to preview these videos. But the depth of different kinds of workouts you will find, I still, and I sometimes I'll ping her on Facebook. I'm like, or I text you, I'm like, How do you come up with, like, every single one? And people, there's a lot of folks that create home DVD workouts or home streaming workouts, and then you watch it, you're like, okay, so this is the same thing as the last one I bought, only you're wearing a different unitard, you know, back in the day. Kathy's every single one, she has a different twist. She's ridiculously positive. You can tell that she's working out. You know, she's not like, you know, using weights with air in them and just trying to act like she's working out. She's working out. The people that are behind her are working out. They're tough. You can see the grimaces. She has this great uplifting sense of humor. When you know it's burning, you're like, ready for the burn? Are you ready for the bonus set? And I'm like saying naughty words to you. But she has weight only workouts. She has circuit workouts. She's got spinning workouts. She's got yoga workouts. She's got bar workouts. She's got step workouts. She's got HIIT workouts. She's got car. I mean, literally, the woman has everything. And I'm going to tell you, if I'm correct, isn't it that your streaming is like 30, and I don't mean to do this, we don't ever want, you know, the podcast to be like an infomercial, but I'm saying this because it's of value and because I'm a subscriber as well, full disclosure. Is it like $30 a month for your, for unlimited streaming?
Yeah, it's even less than that. We do, if you wanted everything, like if you were just going to one day sign up and say, I want everything she ever did, including her weekly live stream workouts, that would be $19.99. And if you wanted to just come on and do just the live and say, okay, well, I just like the concept of just coming on every week and getting a new workout, which actually gets archived. So you never lose it. If you couldn't be there the day that we filmed it, once you sign in for it, that's $9.99 instead of $19.99. But whether it's the $19.99 service of Kathy On Demand, including everything we have, or just the Kathy Live weekly, it's always stored and archived. So you're never going to have it go away, or you don't ever have to panic and say, well, at 9:15 on my, I'm not even up, or I'm still at work, or whatever. It's just always going to be there for you to pick and choose. You could do it 500 times a day if you wanted, which I don't recommend doing it that often, but you know, it's just there to do whenever it's convenient for you. So it really is a wonderful service, and we try to keep it very easy. I know sometimes you get into these bonds with contracts and you sign up for these services, and it's like, if you don't remember to cancel at this time, you're now constantly billed. We don't get into any of that. It's like, you want to cancel it, you just cancel. You want to re-sign, you want to stop for a month, start for a month, just use it for a month. It's so easy to just sign and cancel, you know, no questions asked, no fees or hidden anything. So that's what I love about it, because that's how I like to do business, because I get like very confused, or life is too crazy to add more craziness to it.
Amen to that. And, you know, I didn't mean to get off on that track too early, because I plan on raving about you at the end of the show. But again, for those of you that are maybe just starting on your fitness journey, I just can't recommend her enough. You'll fall in love with her. And again, you're going to get in shape. So moving on from that, you know, this is actually segueing into one of the questions that I'm excited for you to answer. And this is really something I hear a lot. We get a lot of viewers that are writing in, or listeners that are writing in, excuse me, asking about, and it's women that are still pervades, and I know you hear it, Kathy, that women are worried about working out with weights, and they think it's cardio only. If you go to any gym, you'll see more people on the cardio machines, a lot less women in the weight room. It's still to this day is something that permeates conversations, in that women are, you know, number one, scared of weights. Number two, not understanding in the process of getting healthy, and especially in the process of leaning out, how important that is. And also, so this is a two-sided question, Kathy. I'd like to ask you, you know, what do you say when you have people that ask you, women, I'm worried I'm going to bulk up. I'm trying to lean out. You know, they think I just want to tone. I want to get whatever they say to you, but I don't want to lift weights. I just want to do cardio. What do you say to that? And then the second part of my question would be on overtraining. You know, those people I think, oh, I don't want to do weights. They tend to be burning themselves out with like way too much cardio. And, you know, you mentioned that in just the last time you were speaking, you said, you know, don't do this 500 times a day. There's a lot of women that think, I'm going to eat less, 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 and I'm going to work out more, more, more. And it's all cardio. And that's a very jumbled question, but I know you can handle. So what do you say to that?
Well, I find it that still today, I'll find people that say, I don't want to bulk. And I'm like, oh my goodness, we just don't have the physical, genetically, the physical makeup to have that level of testosterone where we're just going to pick up a weight and all of a sudden create this huge size in our arms. I mean, there's some women that actually want that and they can't get it. They're that frustrated. So it's just, you know, you have to challenge your muscles with weight in order to, as we age, or even if we're not even at the aging of higher end of our lifespan, we still are prone to weakening of the muscles, weakening of the bones. So you want to set a habit early to prevent osteoporosis. You want to create lean, healthy muscle tissue because that burns calories, that shapes muscles, and that improves your overall quality of life. If you just do cardio all the time, your body's just getting good at burning calories. But then even then, when it gets used to that, it's like what you normally could have burned in a half hour, your body has gotten so used to it that it responds, and you almost need 45 minutes to do it. And then that leads into that overtraining thing, which I'll touch on shortly. But for the most part, you need to create a challenge to your muscles and your bones in order for them to continuously provide you with wonderful results and a healthy body. If you shy away from weights, your body's going to just slowly stop responding. It's going to weaken over time. Cardio does not give you lean muscle mass or bone density, which is important in life. Cardio is just more of a conditions of the heart and kind of makes you a smaller version of what you already are. I try to say if people are looking at it from a standpoint that they just want to look good and I'd like them to think of their body as, you know, sustaining them through life for more than just an appearance. But if it is just about appearances for you, even doing, if you're like looking at it, oh, I want to fit in this dress, you're just going to be a smaller version of yourself from doing excessive cardio. But your muscles and bones, you're not going to shape those arms. You're not going to get that nice back that you're looking for or that nice six pack. That only comes from the weight training. So, you know, aside from the wonderful health benefits of weight training, if you're looking to just make an aesthetic change, physically, outwardly seeing it, you need to do both. And I am a firm believer that if I only could do one or the other, I would even say just do the weight training because you need to use your cardiovascular conditioning is going to get challenged through weights because when you lift that weight, your heart rate goes up. So you're getting the cardio conditioning, you're getting the calorie burn because your muscles have to work and your muscles are active tissue. So the more active tissue you form on your body and develop lean muscle mass, the more calories you burn throughout the day, even when you're sleeping, believe it or not. So it's like a furnace you're creating, a really active furnace in your body. So if you don't feed that furnace, it just becomes less and less productive. And, you know, not only are you going to get the physical results you want, but over time, it's going to fail you as a system. Your immune system will get weakened, your bones will get weakened. So it's really just if you can only do one or the other, I say weight train. But if you can do both, a little bit of cardio, a little bit of weight training, you'll get the absolute best of both worlds. And now for the overtraining thing. Okay, so I know you asked about that. It's not more is not better. I know people are thinking, oh, you know, it's so easy to get addicted that way in the very beginning because you start to see results. Initially, you don't. Initially, it's like, oh my God, I have to do this. And you start feeling like sore everywhere and you're going, okay, I feel worse. I wanted to look better. This is not working. But you have to get past that 3-week mark. And once you get past the 3-week mark of, you'll look and feel tighter, but you know, everything just kind of comes together in about 3 weeks. You start going, I'm liking this. Well, from that point forward, you start forming this, oh my gosh, I like this. I want more. I want more. I want more. And it's very easy to get caught up in overtraining. But believe it or not, the body, once it starts really showing signs of improvement, it needs recovery just as much as it needs the push to work out because it's in the recovery phase that your body is healing and responding to the heavy load that you put on it. The time that you're doing the heavy load is when little microscopic tears are going in your muscles. And then it's when you recover that the body gets trimmer, leaner, and stronger. So if you don't allow the recovery phase to happen and you keep slamming one workout onto the next workout onto the next, your body starts going against you and it starts breaking down. You'll start hating it. You'll start feeling depressed. You'll start having rampant sleeping patterns. You'll start eating throughout the day because you didn't sleep well. It creates like these triggers and cortisol levels are all over the place, which is a result of overtraining. Your body will overproduce that particular hormone in your body, which can go against you. It's a stress level. It's a stress hormone that is good for you. Cortisol is good for you in moderation, but when you cross the line, it starts to go against you. So you'll get lethargic. You might feel like you're running a flu. You're going to get depressed. You'll get angry. No one's going to want to be around you. And you're going to say, my goodness, what happened? I started out so strong and suddenly I hate exercise and everything about it. And my body actually looks like it's gaining weight. And what the reason that is because when you get no recovery, your body is trying so hard to heal that it fills with water to protect the joints and everything that's not getting protection from you resting. And then you feel waterlogged. And then you know, mentally and physically, everything just starts to go against you. So everything in moderation. Make sure you work hard and you recover hard. It's just so necessary.
That was the best explanation of that. And I'm so glad you brought up so many issues that we'll be talking about in greater length on the show. In fact, I'm sharing with everybody all of my issues. And, you know, again, if you look up issues.com, if there is a website like that, there's probably a picture of me there. But, you know, I've been dealing with hormonal imbalances and seeking treatment and dealing with making lifestyle changes because I'm learning all the years of bad lifestyle choices, things like being on antibiotics, the birth control pill, yada, yada, yada. But everything Kathy said, I mean, you just said it so brilliantly because it is something that happens. I'm raising my hand over here because I have a tendency to be an overtrainer. I have always been a curvier type of a body. And the later years, you know, since 2007, it all started when I was getting divorced. And that's when I went into perimenopause. I didn't know it at the time, but that's when my body started changing. And suddenly it wasn't responding to all of my weight training. And all of a sudden I started punishing myself. I didn't set out to consciously say, okay, I'm going to punish myself. But I started working out more because I thought, well, this is not enough. So I'm going to do more. And I, you know, more cardio, more this, cut my calories back. And all of those things happened. You feel bigger. And then you're questioning because you're like, this doesn't make sense. But you'll hear everybody that's listening, you're going to hear a lot of shows about cortisol, how stress, and I just love that you brought that up because it really is, it goes bigger than the gym. It's about lifestyle and we need balance. It shouldn't be that fitness becomes your life. Fitness should be enhancing your life. So I really love, you were so articulate. That was a great way to say it. We are actually getting close to time, so I have to be aware. And I think one of the last things I want to wrap up with, and I'm just going to put this out there, Kathy, I'm totally going to stalk you after this and invite you to come back because I have like 20 other questions here that I want to ask you, and I'm sure our users are going to say, bring her back. But I know that you know, in the Cathlete forums and with all of your fans, you have a lot of moms, you know, folks that have had their first baby and started getting back into shape after baby. And I know that we have a lot of new moms that are just, you know, having their first baby in our community with our ambassadors and then our consumer members. And a lot of those folks are finding huge challenges figuring out how in the world am I going to get started? And we hear things like, I don't have a gym membership. I can't leave my baby at home. You know, my gym doesn't have childcare. You know, I don't have the money for a trainer. I mean, how do I get started? I don't have energy. I don't have 2 hours to work out. And it becomes this overwhelming thing. Not only are you a mom and you've figured it out, but you've helped, you know, hundreds and thousands of moms. What would your, you know, top tips be to women that are out there feeling exasperated and like there's no way they can get that energy back and get started? Because obviously, I'm plugging you here as well. You have the ability with your workouts to work out at home, and I don't have extensive equipment and I work out with all of your workouts. But what would you, you know, tactically speaking, from moms to other moms, how do you address that?
Well, I think what happens is you're so overwhelmed with having a new baby or having children and their schedules that you just get exhausted by the time you get home. And then you hear people working out. And if you really don't work out regularly, the whole thing can sound very intimidating. Where do I start? What do I do? And you start thinking, if I can't do all of those things that my friend said that they're doing, then I've just failed. And rather than set yourself up for failure, it's easier to just not even get started. And it's just, I always try to tell people, don't view it as that. Just view it as very small steps. I mean, we can all find, if there's a will, there's a way. We can all find like just 5, 10 minutes. Even if it's 5, I'd say 10, but even if it's 5, it's 5 more that you did that day than you did the day before. And all those small little amounts of minutes add up. So, but 10 sort of just seals the deal where you, after you do 10 minutes of something, it does actually feel like a really thorough workout. So if you can just say, find 10 minutes somewhere, if you get up 10 minutes earlier, go to bed 10 minutes later, just do something. And it doesn't have to be anything big. It can just be a small step. If you like to walk, find something you enjoy doing. If it's that you like to walk, start walking easily and then start walking faster and then start doing a little bit of a walk to a run in that 10 minutes. And then once you've finally gotten to maybe all of a run for 10 minutes, then start adding on 11 minutes and take it from there. If it's something where, I don't know if you've heard of HIIT workouts, they're high intensity interval training workouts, they're little short explosive workouts. I have some of those if someone was actually looking to come on our site of how, you know, with my workouts of what to do. I will put it right out there. Most of my workouts are advanced, but we did have an ice series, which was intermediate. But even in the intermediate, and I have a couple of beginners too, it can still be overwhelming. There's just all these things in front of you and you're like, oh my gosh, where do we begin? So I would just say to go to my website, look, we do nice 10-minute clips. You can find what you're into, pop it in there, see if those 10 minutes, if that works for you, if it's something you enjoy doing. Then when you actually get the workout, you know, if you don't have a lot of equipment, we have ones that use minimal equipment and you could find that one and just start with, if the workout's 45 minutes, just do 10 minutes of it. Just start with something. If you do want to try the weight training, you could even go online if you don't want to invest in buying videos. There's free workouts on YouTube, or you could just watch little clips. You could just start with a set of dumbbells. I usually tell people from 3 to 10 if you're starting out, and then, you know, add on a 12 and a 15 after that when you start getting stronger. You just take the dumbbells out, do your basics, and you can Google anything to find out 10 basic exercises to get in shape, and just do 10 reps of each one of those to start with. That should take you about 10 minutes. Put the weights down, do some squats in place. You don't have to go deep. You can go shallow. Put that down. Try just marching in place. If you can't do impact, if you can do impact, try 1 minute of straight jumping jacks. You can really fill the 10 minutes up quickly and get quite winded and really feel accomplished with yourself. You don't have to view it as, oh my gosh, okay, I'm going to start this workout routine. I got 45 minutes. I got to do this. And if I don't finish, I don't know how I'm ever going to fit this in. That was so hard to do. So don't get defeated. Just pop it. If you're doing a video, whatever you're doing, do as much as you can. If you can't get to the 10 minutes, even if it's 2 minutes, it's 2 more minutes. So if you look at it as small little accomplishments and let them add up, I think you'll be accountable to it and stick it out more than if you look at the big, huge picture at the end of what people who have done it for a while do.
I agree 1000%. And for those of you that have read my blog in the past years, or you've seen some of my YouTube videos, God bless you. But I have talked about how I tended to be an all or nothing person. And I got into that, you know, again, really loving the workouts, really loving working out and seeing the results on my body. And so I was always like more, more, more. And I got to this very warped place of thinking all workouts had to be 90 minutes. You might laugh at that, Kathy, but I kid you not. Like, I mean, I just would be more, more, more. And so please, just all of you that are new, that are getting started, don't have that mindset, because you're robbing yourself. And if you're just getting started and you don't have a lot of money, and you start with, you know, hey, I can buy 2 pairs of dumbbells, and you think that, that's one of the bad things about social media, is don't think when you see somebody you might admire with a physique, and you see that, I used to do this too. I'd see one of my friends and I'd say, oh, you know, Tressa, she's doing overhead press with 30 pounds. I'm only at 15. Guess what? 15 pounds for me makes my doubts pop. So don't compare yourself. Understand that you can really start and get a great workout with smaller weights. And when your body's ready, then you expand. But, you know, Kathy, you had great tips there. Again, I just can't recommend her enough, you guys. She has the most amazing workouts ever. I geek out every time she has something new. In fact, I think you just wrapped filming on a new series. And so again, everybody go to Kathy.com. We're going to link up all of her stuff in the show. We are going to have her back. I'm going to see if I can get her joining us for some Twitter chat so you can join us live. But again, highly recommend you check her out. Even if, you know, go on YouTube, preview some of her videos, go to the library, check out a DVD if they're renting things like that out, test it out at home. You will fall in love and, you know, join her forums, connect with her other people. You'll love it. I mean, she's just one of the best people on the planet. I adore her. I'm so glad that she exists. Clearly, I'm like the biggest gushing fan ever. But Kathy, thank you. It has been such an honor to have you on Fitfluential Radio, and I hope I can convince you to come back.
Oh, definitely. And thank you so much for having me. And I wanted to wish everyone out there good luck with their fitness endeavors and journeys. And, you know, it's just, it's a very exciting time for you. So just make the commitment and hope to hear back from everyone.
Wonderful. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed the show. We would love to hear from you too, what you liked about the show. And if you have questions in particular for Kathy, questions that you'd like to have her answer potentially when we have her back on the show, you can let us know in the comments on fitfluentialradio.com, or you can let us know if you write a review on iTunes. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.